to St. Henry. Mekamp gets it, fires up to Benny. Benny Evers has it.
Evers will pull
17 feet out, up and no good. Air ball, rebound, Gavin Toby. Gavin Poby gets tripped up, up to Regan Martin. Regan Martin, right hand float on the left wing, nice and good. Makes her score 24-14. Indians chipping away as they need to.
Yep. Skins number 15. Mesher has it, gives it back over to Mesher. Mesher will... No, that's not Mesher. That's Harding. Sam Harding's going to fire up a three and good. So he's just one of those kids that will fire up a three any second. And he almost gets a... Heath almost gets a steal there on the baseline. And it looks like Coach Overton will take a timeout. We'll take one with him here on a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here. St. Henry, Ohio. JV boys competition.
What's this gym called?
I have no clue.
I figured you would know, but I have no clue.
We don't have it posted anywhere, so.
The pin. Something goes.
Just go over a little recap. The Indians are just
lining
up shots that just aren't making a whole lot of sense, and just really, like you said, desperation shots, and it's really just not.
We're not the Indians' offense. We just need to run our offense, and yep. We're going to get shots, make them play defense, because nobody likes to play defense.
Nope.
Unless you're Speedy Shane.
Yep. Ian Holman up to Regan Martin, back over to Gale. Gale on the right side. Gale give it to the right corner, Martin. Marlon then drive baseline, bring it back out. You go back to Mogi over to Gale. Gale will fire up a three, up and no good. Rebound by the Skins.
Hardings has it over to Evers. Evers has it over to number 20. There's the JV team here.
Martin will send up a shot, no good. Up to post. Post up 4-3. No good. Rebound by Hardings.
Hardings has it. Gives it to the point guard, Ben Evers. Ben Evers has it, being guarded by Russell Gale. Benny goes left. Goes back right. Loses the ball. Over to number 23. Kneecamp. Kneecamp has it. Over to Hardings. Hardings thinks about a three. Being guarded by Eden. Back over to Hardings. 3-point shot up. No good. Rebound. Number 21. Heath. Heath out. Back out to Evers. Evers. 3-point shot up. No good. Rebound. Mesher. Mesher back over to Evers. Evers over to Hardings. Hardings skip pass over to Evers. Evers got it. Evers goes left, right past Russell Gale. Gets killed.
So they're on
that's
call.
The right call. He just got killed going across the lane. So
he got fouled by
the
number
Indian
20.
Fans are yelling for a travel, and I disagree because that was just not very intelligent.
Russell Gale picks a foul there, and they find Sam Hardings an easy.
I mean, he might as well dunk it. He's 6'5", wide open under the basket, and he just does a little layup. I mean, for crying out loud.
Ryan Post brings it up. Gives over to Lochtefell in the corner, Holman. Up to top, Martin. Martin will think about three, not there, over to Holman. Holman will drive, bring it back up top to Gale, over to Lochtefell, over to Post in the corner. Gives up to Holman. Back over the top, Lochtefell. Over to the corner, right corner, Martin. Martin will give it up to Post. Ryan will drive, get blocked by Ben Evers.
Benny Evers coming up with a block. Back over to
15, just got killed. And it'll be a foul on number 10. Ryan Post.
Straight.
15 will go to the line, shooting to
Mesher. There he is.
That's him.
Mesher's first free throw is up. And no good.
Few subs check in for the Indians. Ben and Toby in for Lochtefell Martin. Remember, the varsity game will be simulcasted by WPGW, Rob Weaver.
Oh, Robbie. There he is.
He is here.
our score, 29-14. The Indians make that 30-14. Indians are down 16 points to the Redskins. 2:20 left to go here in your first half, second quarter.
Ryan Post brings up for the Indians. 2:15 left. You'll get a screen by Ben. Ryan Post will go all the way around. Nice little whip pass in the bin, up and good. So just good. Good find by Post in the bin. Is in Indians a 2-point basket.
Ben Evers got it. Over to Mesher. Mesher over to Hardings. Hardings is on fire right now. Somebody has got to find that guy because he is killing us. I give Hardings in the digits. He's got 13.
Gavin Toby has the ball. Gives it to Post in the right corner. Post will bring it back up top of it. Gale into the left corner. Toby. Toby's on drive middle and give it out to Holman. Over to Gale in the corner. Gale with a drive baseline. Lose it. Ben Evers comes up with it.
Ben Evers take it down the right side of the floor. He's pushing. Go behind his back. Over to number 23, Niekamp. Niekamp has it. Picks it up 8 feet away. Back out over to Heath. Heath over to Evers. Evers thinks about a three, but decides not. Number 15, Mesher goes up for three. Up and no good. Rebound, Ben Evers. Ben Evers back out to Niekamp. Niekamp over to Heath. He's being guarded by
I swear that all this team does is just chuck threes.
I mean, they make them, so why not? Why wouldn't you? Ryan Post take it down the right middle of the floor, and he pulls up for a line drive to center field up and over the fence. So that's no good. Anyway, he might as well dunk it.
He is a big fella.
You ain't wrong.
So it'll be a foul on number...
Who's this ref? Did they announce before the game?
I was not here at the beginning of the game. I got here at 6:01.
You're slacking, dude.
I had a workout.
You're on the clock at 6 p.m., Reese. You're late. You know what happens in the real world when you're late? You get in trouble. What, Neil dock you pay here? What's he doing?
He knew it. Sam Harding's first one up and good.
All right, talk, man.
Number 11 checks in for Ben Evers. Second one up and good. So it makes the score 35-16 with 45 seconds left here in the second. Ryan Post brings up for the Indians. Ryan Post will get a screen by Ben.
Same play they just ran?
Yep. And
Sander, he just guarded it.
Yep.
Well, and Ian Holman just hands it over to number 20, Hardings. And Hardings will almost dunk it. Just kidding, he didn't. But he'll get fouled and go for the line for two more. Hardings have about outscoring our team. He's got 15. Our team's got 16. And he has tied our team score with 16 points in the first half. Not bad.
Not bad.
As Reese but he's also dies on us, choking on Skittles. He's just sitting here stuffing his face. So I'll take over for him. Gavin Toby into Ryan Post. Ryan Post bringing on the right side of the floor. Ryan goes right by his man. Pushes off. No call. Ryan Post into Ben. Ben's got it. He kicks it out to Russell Gale. Gale over to Holman. Ian Holman, three-pointer up. Up and no good. Rebound, Mesher. Mesher over to Hardings. 8-7-6-5. Three-pointer up. And
wow.
Good. Number 11, Riley Link. Ian Holman, three-quarters court. Up and no good. And that's our half. The Indians are down big. 40-16 on the unhappy side. We'll be back right after this.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops let out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here, St. Henry, JV Boys Competition halftime. Darren has a few stats for us.
Oh, I got more than a few for you, buddy. I got quite a bit. Well, looking at the box score, the Indians were outscored 21-10 in the first quarter, so not so good. And then they come out in the second quarter and get outscored 19-6. So
that will not win you many ball games. That,
well, game's not over. We're down. I can't do the math. It's so many points.
That's 24.
24 points. And, well, I'm concerned because we didn't even score 24 points in the first half.
Yeah, that's something to be concerned about. But
so the Indians are shooting 29% from the field to St. Henry. In very good position. So St. Henry shooting 9 of 11 from the free throw line. Rebound St. Henry 19 to the Indians 13. Turnovers, St. Fort Recovery has 10. You can't have 10 turnovers in the first half to St. Henry's only 4. So nice job for St. Henry keeping taking care of the ball. So we'll go Brian Benn leading the Indians with 6 points. Regan Martin got 4. Derek Loxfeldt's got 3. Gavin Toby's got 2. Owen Shane's got 1. St. Henry led with Sam Hardings, who's having a huge night, 17 points. Jay Kanacki will be next to him with 10. Riley Link will have 5. Nate Niekamp with 3. Benny Evers with 3. Andrew Mesher with 1. And Andrew Lange with 1. So that would give St. Henry's total to 40 points to the Indians 16. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Healthmark pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Healthmark. Caring for you and about you.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4850. When others complain, you.
And we're back here, St. Henry, Ohio. JV Boys Competition. 40-16 our score, and just. I really don't know what the Indians need. Thanks for putting on your headset so we can talk about. Like I was just about to say, I don't know what the Indians got to do to. They just got to start that Hardings kid.
I think Les Johnson's got any eligibility left.
Because he just got out of your place.
Because he's out here just splashing threes. I'm telling you what, we got to get a uniform on this guy because he's hot. Up in the good low. He just missed her. Les Johnson from the corner. Three-pointer up and nothing but the nylon.
Yo, Benny Evers.
Les Johnson is on fire, boys and girls. Wow. Get this guy a uniform. He can't miss. He's got three in a row. Going for number four. Les Johnson. There it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think he hit the weight room this week because that one was long. Les Johnson, take a little something off the big guy. Up and good. Les Johnson, four of his last five have been good. Come on now. Les Johnson. He's got another one. Up. Oh, my good God. I'm no Reese Rogers, a three-point shooter, but I'm telling you what, I take Les Johnson any day of the week over Reese Rogers, over Chase Bruns, any three-point shooter in Ford cover history.
Wow,
Les Johnson. That one, I think he was fouled. I think someone from the stand knocked him over on his way. That one, up and a little short. I think he's getting a little tired. Sub. Come on, Les. Hit a shot for me, big gay.
Once he hits another one, we're taking a break.
Well, he's getting a little tired, so he might be here a while. Hold up. Give him one. He's got to change his range. Oh, my. Yep. We'll take a break. Les Johnson, you got to get a little water and a little something in the system. You got to get a little tired.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any of their superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? I never heard of that, superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4188.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
We're back.
Yep.
We're on St. Henry, Ohio. I want to know what this place is called. Joey Bruns is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. There he is. That is him, Joe Bruns. Welcome aboard, partner. And my good buddy, Chase Bruns, has just walked in, too. He's trying to weave his way in and out of here, but, you know, he ain't little.
Nope, he's not. Ben Evers gets in. Sam Harding's up, no good, rebounded by.
And there's just a whole lot of craziness going on, but we got out. Hurry, take her away.
Martin gives it up to Toby. Toby will make a move, drive middle. Up one, up, no good, rebound by Evers. Loses it, throws it out bounce. And it will go back to the Indians.
Are you getting another pair of headset? Chase up, I'll talk. Indians will inbound the ball. Gavin Toby's got it. He's got it on the left side. Indians have got to do work here this quarter. We got to find a way to get the ball in the basket. Owen Shane has it. Over to Martin. Martin back over to Shane. Shane's got it, looking for men in the post. Can't get it to him.
Martin, three-point shot up.
And no good. As me and Reese were just saying at halftime, we have got to stop chucking from three. We cannot settle. Ben Evers back over to the top of the key to Link. Link, five-foot floater up and good.
Yep.
Chase
Bruns. Every puts on the headset.
Owen Shane has got an ankle injury.
And we're joined here by Chase Bruns.
Chase Bruns from deep in the queue, way back there.
I'm not on.
Yeah, you are.
Am I? I can hear you.
There he is.
Here I am.
Joey Brown's in the building. There he is. Has Owen Chang been 10-2?
Well, tight ball game, I see, boys.
Close. Dennis Wendell, St. Henry AD, there he is. Good guy right there.
Russell Gale checks in for Owen Chang.
Good dude.
So what are you doing and what am I doing?
I'll do it all, buddy.
Nope.
All right.
Darren's got it all.
I got it all, partner. Ryan Post will dribble the ball at the right side of the floor. He'll take his time. 42-16 our score. 6 minutes left to go in your third quarter. Gavin Toby over to Martin. Martin's pass deflected. Stolen by Hardings. Sam Hardings will bring down the right side of the floor. Over to Link. Link, three-point shot up. No good. Nice box out. Regan Martin will come up with the rebound. Regan Martin will bring down the center of the floor. Being guarded by number 21, Heath. Over to Toby. Toby over to Gale. Gale over to Martin. Martin back over to Ryan. Ryan Post has got it. Ryan goes left. Three-foot floater up and good. Russell Gale pressuring Ben Evers pretty hard. Left side over to number 33.
Can you read that?
I'm a little confused.
It's 33's up there.
Why is there two Sam Hardings on this roster?
You're asking the wrong person that gave me that paper. So.
Old Brenzy went off.
Yeah. They don't want to do her. Lock the bell, checks in for Toby. Our score here at St. Henry, 42-18. Varsity game coming up right after. That should be an interesting one, Darren, for the Indians.
I agree, you know. I'm hoping the Indians can get a big win after a long break.
See, it's going to be interesting how they come out and play. Just not playing in a while. So he makes his second, makes the score 43-18. The Indians bring it back on their side. Martin finds it. Lockfell. Lockfell will pull up an 18-footer up long. Rebound
That's
by Ben.
It's just not his game.
Nope. Ben throws up a shot up and good. Good move by Brian Ben.
Nice left-handed little hook. Yep. End it. Ball into Evers. Benny Evers bringing on the right side of the floor. Being guarded by Russell Gale. In out. Over to Heath. He's got it. Over to number 33. Hardings. Hardings. Crazy shot up and no good. Rebound number 21.
Looks like this will be a foul on number 20. White 30. Or 33. So that is, Darren. I don't have the roster in front of me. Ryan Post one bound it for the Indians. Get in the Martin. Darren's all staring off. And Post will bring it up for the Indians. Hand it off to Toby. Toby will make a move, get to Miller, Corey, give it to Gale. Gale will drive Mill. Good move, up and good. Makes a score, 20-43. Sandry bringing it up.
Hardings got it on the right side of the floor. Over to Hardings. Hardings thinks about a three, goes left. Back over to Heath. Heath's got it. Over to Niekamp. Niekamp's got it. Nice cut, bad defense. Rebound. Thank goodness he missed it. Right post comes up with a rebound.
Gives it up to Lockfell at the corner. Gale. Gale will get into the paint. Throw it over to Martin Ford. Three up and no good. Rebound by number 11 for St. Henry. That is Link.
Link. Link over to number 23, Niekamp. Niekamp has it on the right side. Going still nowhere. Over to Hardings. Hardings over to Link. Link's got it. Over to Niekamp. Niekamp over to Hardings. Hardings, we have got to guard him. Three-pointer up and no good.
Rebound by Toby. Toby will bring it up. 3:22 left here in the third. Toby will make a move. Give it over to Martin. 4-3 up and no good.
He is rebound. Chucking.
Yep, a rebound by Niekamp. Niekamp will drive, dish it over to Sam, and an easy layup. So that makes the score 45-22. The Indians are just not guarding that kid. I mean,
and no
he
kid
is 19.
Partner.
So Toby has the ball. Nizzola locked it up to the corner. Martin might want to drive, dish over to Gale, over to corner. Toby up to Martin. Martin almost fires up another. Post makes a move, travels. Gives over to Gale. Gale will give it to Lochtefeld. Lochtefeld gets it to corner Martin. You know, drive baseline, pull up, give it out to Gale, over to Lochtefeld. Lochtefeld up for a three and good. 3-point basket. Lochtefeld makes the score 45-25.
Hold on, dude. Lochtefeld's got six on the night. That's a good quality six out of him, too.
Yep. And St. Henry goes up and down and gets a basket by Link. Post will bring up four of the Indians. Post gets up to the top of key. Toby. Toby with a Lochtefeld to corner Martin. Martin will drive baseline, throw up a shot, and will be fouled by number 21. That is Heath. That'll be his first, team second. And it looks like St. Henry's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here in a Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at in St. Henry. Boys JV competition. Darian, just Indians aren't, they're starting to score a little bit, but it's not going to cut that lead down by a whole lot.
No, we are starting to score a little bit, but we're not getting defensive stops. And on our possessions, we aren't scoring. We're settling from three.
Yep.
So I don't know how to tell them to get to the basket. I mean, because every time we do, we get a layup or a foul like Regan just did. Regan's shot, his last three threes have been horrible shots. He goes to the basket one time, he gets fouled, and at the free throw line, he hits a free throw. Simple.
Yep, pretty simple if you ask me. Martin will get a second here, 47.6. That'll be Martin's fifth point of the night. Martin fires up her second. Up and good, so makes her score 47-27, down 20.
Eyes it,
flies her, and lets her loose.
Lets her loose, eh? Niekamp goes right around his defender. Brian Benn, he's not going to guard too many people out there.
No. Toby in the post. Post will bring up four of the Indians. 49-27 is four. In the bin. Benn gets...
You tell me there's no foul?
That's a foul. But finally, Brian Benn after a fourth time to charm, I guess, for a foul. He'll be on number 21.
Who's this ref?
Heath. Be his second, team's third. Brian Benn will go to the line, shoot two. Your boy, Benny Evers, is out there playing.
I love Benny. Benny Evers, one of the greatest guys in St. Henry.
Ben
behind his dad, Mr. Ronald Evers.
Down there on the bench for St. Henry. I
freshman coach.
Just look at him. Seeing I'm in one of his classes, and seeing him over there in the red just doesn't...
Don't look right, does it?
No, doesn't no. Look right. Ben fires up her second. Up, no good. So.
Over to Benny.
This game.
Benny throws up shot, no good. Rebound by Post. Post will fire up. No good. Rebound by number 33, Hardings. Hardings will... bring it all the way down the court for an easy shot. No defense there, so Post will bring it up for the Indians. Post will give it over to Toby. Toby will drive middle, pull up. Up and no good. Rebound by number 23, Niekamp. Niekamp will bring it up for the Skins. Give it over to Benny Evers. Benny will fire. Up, no good. Rebound by number 15, Mesher. Benny Evers gets it back. A drive, dish it out. One will be fouled by Russell Gale. So, that'll be Russell's.
Did you know, last I heard, which is probably 2 weeks, a week and a half, let's say a week and a half ago.
Okay.
Benny Evers was shooting 81% from three.
I haven't seen him, well, other than that first one right there, I haven't seen him shoot three since, so... And the Redskins throw up a shot, no good, and looks like there'll be a foul on the floor. BF Allen number 10. Post, and the Redskins will take it out under their own basket. Isaac Wendell, I haven't said his name a lot, takes out Benny Evers from the left corner, gets up to the 23 knee camp over to Hardings. Up, no good. Then number 23 knee camp gets fouled, so the line shooting two. Score 51-27 with 18 seconds left, and they're snoozing over here, so. Knee camp will fire up the first. Missed it. Knee camp will fire up her second. His second. I don't know why I keep saying her second. Stop. Up and good. So 52-27 is score. Decent crowd coming in for 40. Can we all feel? And it looks like it'll be a foul number 15, Mesher. And post will go to line and shoot two. Ryan Post will go. Post, first and up. Post, second one up, no good. Rebound by Wendell. Wendell up to number 33, Hardings. Hardings will give it over to number 23. Kneecamp throws up a shot, no good. So that one, our quarter, 52-27 score here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casual Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
And we're back here, St. Henry, Ohio, for the JV boys competition. So far for scoring for the Indians, 8 Brian from Brian Benn. Yeah, I turned you off.
Thank you.
6 points for Martin, 6 points for Lochtefeld, 2 points for Toby, 2 points for Post, 2 points for Gale, 1 point for Owen Shane. Owen hasn't entered the game since. He's not here right now.
He's got a bad ankle.
Yep, he has ankles that broke down one of these plays, so he went back to the locker room, I'm guessing. So we're going to start the fourth quarter here. Our score, 52-27. The Indians are just struggling to score and then struggling to play defense, I guess. So,
well, shout out to Caleb Martin sitting in the stands here.
Yep,
he's a legal football player. Just got done with his red shirt year.
Nice of him to come see his brother play.
Big guy coming in to see the Indians and his, like Reese said, his brother play. As he comes up, Regan Martin comes up with a nice rebound. Takes about a three, goes to the basket. Charge. That ref got way too into that, and I'm so irate. I would leave if I ever did that.
St. Henry will bring it up, give it over can't see the number 15, Mesher, and he will be fouled, so it'll be an and one. I need to see if that's on. So stop.
This guy is not very good at all. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him in my life, but he's bad.
So number 15, Mesher will go to the line and shoot another. Up, no good, rebounded by Toby up to Martin, and will be fouled by number 20, Hardings. See, I don't know which one's. There's a 33 and a.
I told you there's two of them there, partner.
Stop.
Stop.
Martin hands it off to Toby. Toby on drive, dish out to Gale. Gale up 4-3, up no good. Rebounded by a whole lot of nothing. So that'll be a foul on the Indians.
Yep, why wouldn't it be?
Foul on number 4, Reagan Martin. Riley Dilworth checking in.
Has he been in all game?
Nope. This will be his first time entering game. And it looks
not
like,
sure why.
Looks like number 11, Link, will go to the line shooting 1-1. Lochtefeld comes out. Dilworth checks in. 54-27 our score here in St. Henry. I still don't know what this gym's called. Link's first one up and good, so he'll get a second. Link's second up and good. So Toby unbound it for the Indians, getting into Martin. Number 14, Andrew Laney, about to check in for the Redskins. Martin gives it over to Dilworth in the corner. Dilworth gets it top, Gale over to Martin. In.
Or back.
Martin to the left corner, Dilworth. Deal with a fire up a shot, no good. Rebounded by nobody. He'll go out of bounds. Rebound by nobody. So the Indians will guess one off St. Henry's hand last. So home will inbound it for the Indians. Give it over to Toby. Toby will drive.
Jelly. Ooh.
Toby will make the layup. St. Henry gets out quick. Link will then drive, find Niekamp on a cut, up and good. 5:37 left here in the fourth and final quarter.
I'm glad.
Martin will fire up a three, up and good. That'll be Martin's ninth point of the contest.
That's Niekamp, what you want to call it.
Niekamp will give it over to Wendell. Wendell up to Link. Link fires.
Deep in the queue. That was Chase Brown's range. Three ball up and good.
That was 3 feet behind the line. So Link fires up three up and good. So Martin will get another ball. Martin air balls it. And Sander brings up number 23, Niekamp. Niekamp over to Link. Over the left, right corner, 15, Mesher. Mesher will fire up a shot, no good, rebounded by number 30, Deal. Deal then double dribble.
Wasn't very intelligent of him.
Nope, not.
Who is this guy?
What is that?
Okay.
The ref just jumped up the air for this ball.
And his head touched the lights.
So Post will get into Kobe Wendell. Don't say his name much tonight. Over to Dilworth, over to, what's his name?
Dylan Evers.
Not Benny Evers, Dylan Evers. Benny Evers brings it up for the Skins. Gives it over to Link. Up, no good. Rebounded by Post. Post gives it over to Dilworth, over to Holman. Up 4-3. Ian Holman 4-3. Link gives it to Benny Evers. Benny back over the window. Over to Link. Link will then drive, pull up about 15-footer, up and good. Makes their score 63-35. Ryan Post brings up for the Indians. Ryan Post will make a move, get to the middle key, give over to Evers on the left corner. Fired up a two, up and good. So makes their score 63-37. Benny Evers will bring it up. Give it over to Link, over to Wendell. Go over to Deal. Deal will give it to the left corner of Link. Up to Benny Evers. Benny over to the left side, Wendell. Back up to number 14, Lange. Lange will drive, dish over to Link. Link fires up a three, up no good. Rebound by Dylan Evers and will be fouled on by number 30, Deal. Looks like number 10. Max Langport.
Max?
Poorer. I don't know. I didn't say his last name.
Poorer.
Dylan Evers passes in the post. Post gives over to Dilworth. Dilworth back to over to Holman. Holman will give it over to Evers. Evers to right, left corner. Dilworth over the post. Over. And Post will drive and get fouled by number 10, Langenport. So Post will go to line shooting two. Looks like Carson Ramel is about to check in.
Old Bubba's checking his DraftKings down here. Jackson Hobbs would be proud.
Post his first one up. No good. All right, post his second. Second one and good. So Carson Ramel will check in for Ryan Post. Benny Evers.
Benny, that's my boy. I'm tuned in now, boys.
Benny Evers is over to number 14. Lange, back over to Deal. Over to
this guy is a foreign exchange student from Italy, number 10, and he's a freshman. And Mr. Evers, I refereed Mr. Evers' freshman game with St. Henry Fort Recovery, and this guy absolutely killed us. I bet he had 15, 20 points quicker than crap.
Wendell will go to the line, shooting two. Got fouled. 63-38 score here. Wendell's first one up, no good. 2:39 left. Wendell will get a second. Fires up there. No good, rebounded by Deal. Deal get it over to number 14. Lange, 4-3 up. No good. Rebounded by Wild Fever's hands. So we'll go to the Indians. It looks like Lockefeld will check back in for Dilworth. Kobe Wendell brings up for the Indians. Kobe gets stuck with the ball, gets into, get picks away by number 10, Langenport, gives up to number 30, Deal, back to Langenport, over to number 14, Lange. Lange will drive, dish out to number 22, Wendell, one will find the cut on Deal, over to number 14, Lange, up no good, rebounded by Kobe Wendell. Kobe will give it up to Holman. Holman over the top key, Lockefeld. Lockefeld dish out to Holman. 4-3 up long. No good. Rebounded by Benny Evers. Benny will.
Ooh, come here.
And we'll be fouled. Oh. Hope he'll travel. I don't know who number 24 is. Do you know?
Is that number 24 for us?
Yeah.
That's the other Locksfelt twin. There's twins, dude. Seth and Derek.
Didn't know that. Kobe Wendell bringing up four of the Indians here.
So,
Kobe gives it a left corner. Ramel.
Ramel.
I don't know
shoots
what
shoots it at the back, at the back wall. It says St. Henry Redskins. That's about 3 feet high. Yep. The rim's 10.
Yep, so we get the ball back off the St. Henry hands. Gives it to Kobe Wendell. Kobe will then give it up to Lockefeld. Back over to Wendell. Over to Lockefeld. Back to Wendell. Wendell will drive baseline. Give it back to Lockefeld. Back to Wendell. 106 left here. 63-38. Lockefeld over to his brother. Lockefeld over to Ramel will shoot a three up, no good. So I'll stay with the Indians.
Our score. 57 seconds left to go here in your fourth quarter.
Lockefeld gets into Kobe Wendell. Kobe will fire up a three up and good. So that'll be Kobe's first 3 points of the night. Lange Poor bring up for the Skins. Give it up to number 14, Lange. Lange will dish it into number 15, Mesher. Mesher will find Deal for a cut. Will be fouled on the floor. So Skins will take out under their own basket. Foul will be on number 12, Dylan Evers. So it looks like Beal will go to the line shooting 1-1. Beal's first off 1-1, no good. So gives that to Kobe. 35 seconds left here in the JV competition, 63-41. Kobe will give it over to, you said that's Lochtefeld, Darian?
Yes, sir. That's Lochtefeld. Rammel right there.
Rammel had it?
Yeah. Oh. Rammel's number 21.
Rammel loses it, goes out of bounds. So stay with the Indians. Lochtefeld win, bound it for the Purple. Get back to Lochtefeld, over to Wendell. 1-1 drive, bring it back out. 15 seconds left here. Over to Dylan Evers in the corner. Up to Lochtefeld, over to Wendell, over to Lochtefeld, over to Carson. Carson Rammel. Carson will then lose it and will foul number 30 Deal. He'll go to the line shoot 1-1. 5 seconds left here. 63-41 our score.
Thanks, man.
Deal go to the line shoot 2.
Well, I'm about to put this popcorn away here in a minute.
Who gave it to you, that guy?
My boy Colin Foster with the Daily Standard.
Yeah, good dude.
Deal's great guy.
No good. Deal there. Get his second shot right here. Up. Good. So it makes a score 64-41, and this will end our game. 2 seconds left, and Carson Rammel will fire up a shot. No good. So this Redskins JV team beats the Indians, and this band is loud. Jeez, I'm pleased. I can barely hear myself. So we're going to take a break,
yeah,
and then go back with some stats right after this here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here waiting for some stats from the St. Henry boys. Since, thank you.
Yeah, ma'am.
So Darren's going to go over a few stats here, then we're going to give it over to WPGW for the varsity competition.
So our final here in St. Henry was the Indians 41, St. Henry Redskins 64. Indians on the unhappy side of the scoreboard, obviously. Indians finished shooting 32% from the field, 16 of 49. 32%. St. Henry will shoot 39% from the field. It's 21-53. Indians make 4 more threes in the second half as they were 1 of 11 in the first half. They finish at 5 of 24, which is 20%. St. Henry Redskins will finish 8 of 25, 32%. Indians got to the basket a lot more definitely that second half as they were only at the line 3 times in the first half. They did a little better job as they got to the line for a total of 12 times in the second half. So the Indians shoot 33% from the free throw line. Yeah, they got to the three-point line, but they didn't make too many more of them.
Nope.
St. Henry finishes from the free throw line 14 of 23, 60%. Rebound count for recovery Indians 31, St. Henry Redskins 38. Turnovers. The Indians finished with 15 turnovers. They cut down on turnovers in the second half, Reese, but 10 turnovers in the first half just ain't going to win you too many ball games in the final total of 15.
Yeah, just too late to start keeping, I guess, the turnovers down. It's just, if you do at the beginning of the game, this game might be a little bit closer. Then he's got a chance, but no, it's a little bit too late.
Yep, and St. Henry had 5 turnovers at the half, and they only finished with 8. So St. Henry definitely did a real nice job of taking care of the ball with only 3 turnovers in the second half and 8 total. And so leading scorer for the Fort Recovery Indians was Regan Martin with 9, Brian Benn 8, Derek Lockfeld 6, Gavin Toby 4, Ryan Post 3, Kobe Wendell 3, Ian Holman 3, Dylan Evers 2, Russell Gale 2, and Owen Shane 1. So our final from the St. Henry Gymnasium, your Indians fall to the St. Henry Redskins 64-41. Tune in for our simulcast with WPGW here in a minute for the varsity game, and thanks for listening to us, and we'll see you hopefully tomorrow night. Try to get tomorrow night's game is a Hall of Fame night as we induct a few good people from the Fort Recovery members, so get there if you can. Have a good night.